First couple of minutes here, I talk a little bit about Beverly Flynn. Many of you in the audience probably know Beverly and knew her over the years that she was involved with public health nursing. But Beverly's passion was the work of community development. And she really was all about the work of empowering people to work in communities and helping people to make healthy choices for themselves and then to make healthy choices for their communities, and for all of us as professional nurses to advocate for that healthy public policy, definitely from an evidence-based practice perspective. Beverly embraced the Healthy Cities movement during the 1980s, worked with Trevor Hancock from Canada. The two of them were close colleagues. And as a result of that work, she received funding to establish the World Health Organization Collaborating Center for Healthy Cities at Indiana University School of Nursing. And the bulk of the work that she did in the 90s and into the 21st century had to do with helping communities mobilize themselves to be healthier. Beverly established the major in community health nursing at Indiana University back in the mid-70s. She got a HRSA grant. She came to Indiana University in the early 70s. She got a HRSA grant to start the major in Master's of Science program in community health nursing. And actually, Deb Anderson, who's current public health section chair, is a graduate of that program. Subsequent to that, in the late 80s, early 90s, Beverly developed, with a couple of other colleagues at Indiana University, the Doctor of Nursing Science program. The particular major was health policy and health of the community, and there are several of us that are graduates of that program and received some very good mentorship from her as a result of that. She really mentored us to use scientific rigor in the work that we do and really stressed the importance of active membership in our professional organizations, particularly public health nursing. And I will never forget the very first semester I was in doctoral school, there were, I think, 12 of us in the class, and she went around the room the first day of class and she said, "How many people are going to APHA?" It was in Atlanta that year, and we're all like, you know, none of us knew anything about it. I mean, we knew about the organization, but, you know, about going and what it all entailed. And she said, "Well, if you're not planning on going, here's the assignment." And she had, someone was going to read from the Quran, somebody was going to, it was all philosophical readings, and we're all like, "We're getting on that show and we're going to Atlanta no matter what." And actually, I think that was the year she ran for president-elect. And I think Dr. Joanne Warner, who's in the audience today, was her campaign manager that year. And although she wasn't successful, it was quite an event for all of us to come to this meeting for the first time. And Beverly had a whole, the week before we left, she had a whole list of things that we were to have ready and prepared before we came. And she said, "Now, when you get there, the book will be overwhelming. But," she said, "if you organize yourselves, you'll get the most out of this meeting." And she really did mentor us to get the most out of that meeting. Often when I think about coming to APHA, I think about that. Actually, Beverly was honored in 2004, at the 2004 meeting, as having been a 40-year member of APHA. And as a result of that, she was at the public health nursing luncheon, and there was quite a conversation with several of her colleagues that day about this mentorship program. And looking around the audience saying, "We really need to get some new blood. We need to get things infused into this organization." And basically, she sowed the seeds for that opportunity. And subsequent to that, there were Dr. Sherry Szymanski, Ruth Nomuller. There were four or five people, Dr. Jean Geppinger, came together to try to talk about what the possibilities might be. And they focused on the public health nursing section and said, "This is really where we need to do this. We need to bring graduate students and novice public health nurses to the meeting, have them mentored, and have someone who will kind of bring them along the way that she so well role modeled us." So. This is just a little bit of a brief history of Beverly. Some of it I've already covered. Her baccalaureate came from, actually, I think she was a diploma nurse from someplace in New Jersey. I didn't have the actual school. But got her bachelor's in public health nursing at Michigan, her MS from Boston U, and her PhD in sociology from Wisconsin-Madison. And her husband actually got a PhD in engineering at UW-Madison, and she landed in Columbus, Indiana, where she thought she had really gone into the sticks, which is a small town about 50 miles south of Indianapolis. And how was she going to use all the things that she had with nursing and public health? But she certainly found a wonderful way to do it. And she and actually in retirement had developed, was actually working with Columbus and their immigrant population to develop a healthy community clinic for the Hispanic and Latino population in that neighborhood. So she really lived, walked the talk and lived it her entire life. These are some of the awards and honors that Beverly had over the years. She received the Ruth B. Freeman Award. She was a fellow in the American Academy of Nursing. She was ANA's Community Health Nurse of the Year, Distinguished Practitioner in the National Academies of Nursing Practice, and she received the Anna M. Fillmore Award from the National League for Nursing. The legacy for Beverly, we talked a little bit about her commitment to community development. She always emphasized the importance of health promotion, social justice, and advocacy for all of our clients, particularly with a population focus. She saw public health partnering with public health nursing and that public health nurses were really essential to public health policy. One of the, I think, more meaningful experiences that all of us had in the doctoral program was an internship that we had to fulfill with health policy. And people did a variety of things. I had a colleague who actually went to Russia and did her health policy fellowship in St. Petersburg. I actually worked with the state legislature in Indiana. People came to Washington. I mean, we did a variety of things. But the work that we did ended up really having significant outcomes. And that was really all about what Beverly wanted to see happen. And we have a citizens legislature in Indiana. It's a part-time legislature. So nurses really can have a pretty decent effect on data collection, data dissemination, in terms of persuading and helping the legislators understand what can be healthy and good public policy. The purpose of the Legacy Leadership Award is really to mentor and encourage novice public health nurses and to help prepare future leaders for public health nursing. Actually, we really are trying to optimize the ability to have networking at the annual APNHA meetings and to bring the mentees into the fold and basically to show them that we are a group of nurses that are committed to their not only their education but to their professional development over time. Again, we want to promote membership in the public health nursing section, continue to foster that leadership, and it's a really nice opportunity for experienced public health nurses to connect with the next generation of leaders in public health nursing. And the first year we were able to make the awards, Betty Beckmeyer was the chair, and it was really a great opportunity that year to just even see that three or four people came together, and we had some really, we have one of the award winners from that year who will be speaking to us in a couple minutes, and we have one from last year's group as well. So they will share some of their reflections. In order to be eligible, you must be a graduate nursing student with a public health concentration. So we are saying that you can either be in a nursing program or in an MPH program. We also have said that BSN students who have made a commitment to engage in public health nursing practice could be eligible for the mentorship. And then novice public health nurses who are currently working in public and community health nursing is another category. And we've had a couple of, actually we have this year, we have one, at least one public health nurse who's joined us in the mentorship program. Charmaine and I had a very good discussion this morning after the business meeting about one of the things we need to move in next steps is to try to work with some of the administrators in public health facilities to help them understand that if a nurse selects this opportunity and wants to come, that this is really an important opportunity to support them for coming to this meeting, because we want to give everyone an opportunity that would like to. We also have a public health nurse this time who is in San Mateo County, California, who came to join us this year. So we do have two public health nurses, which is great. Our mentors, our public health nursing section members, who hopefully have held some sort of a leadership position within the section and have attended the annual meeting within the past 3 years, so they're somewhat familiar with the way the meetings are organized and can be a really good person to help navigate the way for the award winners. And then someone definitely who will be planning to attend the meeting this year so that they can be designated as the mentor. What we ask is that they contact the mentor prior to the meeting, figure out with email, this is so much easier that they can figure out the arrangements where they will meet them, and then basically have two or three meetings during the time of the annual meeting, and then continue that mentorship over the next calendar year. we, as part of the award, the individual gets a membership for 1 year to the American Public Health Association. We pay their registration fee. We also pay for a ticket for them to attend the annual public health nursing luncheon. And this year and in past years, we've offered some stipend for travel. So we can't cover all of their expenses, but we try to at least cover some of that. This is what the duties of those who have accepted the award agree to. They will connect with their mentor, attend selected sessions, prepare a summary and evaluation of their mentorship experience. We do have an evaluation tool that is sent out electronically to the award winners in January after they've had their experience, and then we try and keep that contact throughout the year. One of the outcomes we're looking forward to after this year's conference is that we would like the mentors to get together and write an article for the mentees, rather, to write an article for the nation's health, to talk about what this experience has meant to them and how we can, you know, promote public health nursing in the section further. In 2005, we had Marilyn Bergner, Joanna Halston, and Nancy Knell. In 2006, you see the award winners, and these are the award winners for 2007. And Joanna Halston is here with us. Joanna is an MPH PhD student at the University of Pennsylvania, and she's going to talk about her reflections. And then following her, Selena Kaplan, who is in the DNP program at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, where she's taking the concentration in public health nursing. So I'm going to turn it over to Joanna.
All right. I am honored to be in Dr. Flynn's legacy. And I'm also honored to have Betty Daniels as my mentor. Believe it or not, the program extends way beyond a year. So she's still my mentor, still locates things for me in the book. So I think when I reflect on mentoring, and particularly mentoring in how it involves in political action, I think of three main things. I think of the transmission of knowledge, I think of role modeling, and I think of acceptance by a community. So the transmission of knowledge, there's the overt stuff where Betty told me about how the APHA is made up and what the public health nursing section is all about, the different positions and who's what. Things I could probably find in a charter that are written down somewhere. But most importantly, there was the knowledge that's unsaid, that you can't find anywhere on a website, how to attend a meeting, how to operate within a room where you might have potential employers, and how to approach them, how to position yourself throughout a meeting to gain the most out of it. And these were things that you can't find without a seasoned mentor to kind of walk you through it. Another thing that Betty has done, both to encourage my involvement within public health nursing and my involvement in policy in general, is to essentially ask the right question and to encourage me without corralling me towards an end goal. And I think that's a really important piece of mentorship, is to learn with your mentor or mentee and have it be a collaborative process. Knowledge is gained best that way, and members stick around that way. So, the next thing is role modeling. They role model professional interaction. They role model involvement with committees. They role model, even though I wouldn't consider, or they're not officially my mentors, there are many people that I look up to in the section as my mentors within the policy of the APHA, and some that are in political spheres elsewhere, which we'll hear from shortly. So really, they provide you just get to see someone, you know, embody a role that you one day would hope to. They also provide a career template to see what possibilities there are out there in public health nursing, and to understand where you want to fit into it. I'm from a school that I'm getting an MPH through the public health program, and I'm getting a PhD through the School of Nursing, but there's very little public health nursing unless I forge it. And this is something that this section has provided me that I'm in debt for. The last thing I think is the most important, and the mentorship really provides acceptance by a community. And I'm going to borrow Ms. Clinton's phrase, and I'm going to say it takes a section. And it takes a section to raise future public health nurses. It's not just about Betty, but it's about all the mentors that, you know, help me to figure out how to present or where to go or even just, you know, where to eat dinner. And those are some things that are really, really valuable and will keep people coming back. So it's really all of our roles to help new people that are within our section and our career. Let's see here. Also, it's a lifetime commitment. I started with saying that Betty's not off the hook. And, you know, she'll now have like a whole cohort swarming after her. But it's really, mentorship is not something that ends once you fill out your evaluation form. It's something that keeps going, and it's really important that we think of it that way, that we think of we are a community raising our future scholars, and we are, and that is a long and beautiful process. So thank you for listening to me. I'm going to hand it over to Selena.
Are we doing questions for both of us after I speak?
Yeah.
Okay. I was surprised and delighted to be chosen as a mentee. I really wanted to come to a convention. It was enormous. They told me there were going to be 13,000 people. I thought, wow, that's a lot. Maybe someone will be there that I know. So when I was chosen to be part of this legacy and matched up with Ruth Nomuller, I was overjoyed. And because she lived within 2 hours of me, we decided we'd meet. And so I went online like a good doobie, and I used the personal scheduler, and I filled it up, and there wasn't even one space left. And so I took it and ran off to the restaurant. And I get to the restaurant, and I'm there for a few minutes, and a woman comes around the block, and she looks at me, and she tilts her head a little bit, and she walked into the restaurant. And I thought, well, maybe that's her, and maybe she just expects me to follow her. So I went in, and I said, is your name Ruth? And she said, yes. And so I started talking, and then about 20 seconds in, I thought, huh, this is not going to work out well. I'm thinking in the back of my head how I thought that public health nurses really were pretty outspoken people and were more engaging and interactive. And at about 40 seconds, I stopped and looked at her, and she said, my name is Ruth, but I'm waiting for someone named Margaret. So I said, excuse me, and I walked back outside. And around the block again comes another woman, and she throws her arms open and says, I'm Ruth, are you Selena? And I thought, oh, thank goodness. I said, I am Selena, and I have a really funny story for you. And she, you know, we sat down and talked, and I introduced her to the other Ruth, and we thought it was much funnier than they did. So already I felt a little bit like I belonged. It really, the personality was okay, and it wasn't a huge mistake. She looked at my grid and crossed off almost everything and said, that's too much. And like with Joanna, she gave me hints on how to be at the meeting and what to do at the meeting and where to go. And when I got here, it was overwhelming. And she told me really helpful things that I've been passing on, like go to the booth. When it's too much, just go to the booth. The booth loves you. There are other public health nurses there who will recognize you. And you will recognize them, and you will feel like together you are two people and not one in 13,000. And that helps a lot. Also, the encouragement and the suggestions of what to do and where to go and how to meet people and where to interact, not just to further myself, but to learn and to find out what I don't know and what directions are right for me and what aren't, have really given me inspiration and encouragement and the courage to stand up and say, do you know what, though? That's not okay. So when it comes to policy and politics, the encouragement of the section, the encouragement of our mentors, is very important in giving younger nurses, I know that's kind of at some, there's younger and younger, but I mean, really, you know what I mean. The courage and even the validation to speak up to our legislators and to go to our town and say, we're organized incorrectly, and really we don't have the representation that we should, and this redistricting will help. You know, and how do we move that along? And while at first that might not look like public health nursing, it's an approach that does help with disparities, which really is public health nursing. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for accepting me, and thank you for having the mentorship program. It really does validate, encourage, and include the new generation of public health nurses.
And I think we might have a couple of this year's award winners in the audience. If they might just stand and introduce themselves, we won't ask you to speak